Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
I was reminded why Pittsburgh is such a great football city. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. I made my first trip back to the Steel City in more than 20 years and was so impressed with the scene surrounding an NFL game at what used to be called Heinz Field, where the ACC Pitt Panthers also play. Full disclosure, I went to see the Patriots against the Steelers on what I knew would be an evenly matched defensive struggle between mediocre opponents, but the atmosphere was championship caliber. The fans are wonderful and passionate for the Steelers while welcoming to visitors not wearing gold and black. I cannot say so for Washington, Philadelphia, New York, or regrettably New England, where fans can be hostile and obnoxious. And the riverboats and parties that go on all weekend make for a spectacular vista. Not sure how many of the revelers actually make it into the stadium, but win or lose, they are moored up, rock on all day, and don't let a loss ruin their weekend. The game featured two first-round draft picks at quarterback, number 2 from 2017, UNC's Mitch Trubisky, and number 5 from 2021, Mac Jones from Alabama. Mitch, as we know, had a gigantic junior season for the Tar Heels before turning pro. Jones led the Crimson Tide to a national championship. Number 10 did not make it as the Bears starter, played a season behind the fabulous Josh Allen in Buffalo, and has a great opportunity following the retired Big Ben in Pittsburgh. Jones is supposedly the kid who will make Patriots fans miss Tom Brady a little less. At this point, the jury is out on both, personifying how the size and speed of NFL athletic defenders have killed the careers of many college QB stars, who need to have stronger arms and be faster afoot than Mitch and Mac. Pitt first-round pick Kenny Pickett is waiting in the Steeler wings, and their fans will run out of patience faster given Trubisky's 39 interceptions in 5-plus pro seasons. Jones led the Pats to a short-lived playoff berth as a rookie and is their QB1 for the foreseeable future. The 17-14 New England win was tight till the end, but not a great game, and not even close to how much fun being there was. While the Steeler fans certainly take their nearly 90-year-old team seriously, they don't let the outcome dampen their spirits. This is Archansky. See ya.